One of the sources of mineral components entering the human body is plants, which absorb them in various ways and accumulate in tissues. For humans, mineral components play an important role in regulating various vital processes of the body. However, in addition to the mineral elements necessary for humans, plants can accumulate various compounds of anthropogenic origin, for example, heavy metals. They may also contain some mineral components in quantities exceeding their maximum permissible concentrations, which makes it unsafe to use this type of plant material in medical practice. The study of the elemental composition and characteristics of the accumulation of elements by plant raw materials allows us to solve important problems of modern pharmacy and medicine related to both assessing the environmental safety of the use of plant raw materials and solving the problem of nutrient deficiency in human nutrition. The purpose of the study was to study the elemental composition of Polymonium ceruleum harvested in the Voronezh region and to assess the characteristics of their biological accumulation. The objectives of the work were to analyze the elemental composition of the herba and rhizomata cum radicibus, as well as the soil from the place where the plant grows, as well as to evaluate the characteristics of the biological accumulation of mineral components by the herba and rhizomata cum radicibus. The object in the work were dried Polymonium ceruleum herba collected in July for the first and second years of the plant's life, as well as rhizomata cum radicibus harvested in the fall for the second year of the plant's life. Harvesting was carried out in the ecologically clean territory of Bobrov in 2020 and 2021. No mineral fertilizers were used when cultivating plants. We also analyzed the elemental composition of the soil from the plant cultivation site. The mineral composition of the studied objects was studied by the chromatography mass spectroscopy with inductively coupled plasma using the YELAN DRC system. Toxic elements are at the level allowed by regulatory documentation. Analyzing the component composition of each group of elements, it should be noted that in blue cyanosis grass, the predominant elements are potassium, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, and silicon. And in underground organs, calcium, potassium, phosphorus, silicon, aluminium, and magnesium. It has been established that the sodium content in the underground organs is 11 times higher, magnesium 1.5 times, and phosphorus 1.2 times higher than in the grass of the plant harvested in the second year of life. However, the amount of potassium and calcium is significantly lower than in the aerial part. The total content of microelements in Rhizomata cum radicibus is 3 times higher than in the herba, which is especially important for essential microelements. Lanthanides of the terium group are found in small quantities in the Mirian complex of blue cyanosis. Elements of this group have low toxicity and are increasingly finding their use in medicine. Lanthanides in small quantities are promising for use antihypertensive and hypoglycemic agents. Comparing the experimental and literally data obtained, we can conclude that all elements do not exist as they establish at maximum concentration and are present in quantities not only below the daily physiological requirement for an adult, but also below the threshold of their toxicity. Next, an assessment was made of the coefficient of biological accumulation of elements in Polymonium ceruleum plant materials. It was found that phosphorus, potassium, calcium, and mercury were among the elements highly accumulated in the grass of the first year of life. In Rhizomata cum radicibus elements, they are highly accumulated include phosphorus, zinc, and strontium. Elements of weak accumulation and average capture include magnesium, copper, zinc, selenium, strontium, and molybdenum for the herba of the first year of harvesting. Rubidium and bismuth are additionally captured in second year of life. In underground organs, there is lithium, calcium, potassium, cobalt, copper, germanium, rubidium, molybdenum, bismuth, and uranium. Considering that the content of toxic elements in the plant is at an acceptable level, it is necessary to take into account the fact of accumulation of these elements during plant cultivation.